live at Asylum Fantasy Football. It's a football Friday, Rick.
Yes, it is, and here we are, week 15 of the NFL season, and most likely a second round of the playoffs, but we're Fleeger and Briggs, the Asylum Fantasy Football Show. Drop us a line at asylumfootball@gmail.com.
On Twitter, over 1,000, and holding strong at Asylum Football.
Yes, indeed, and you locals, WSRU 88.1 FM, the voice of the rock.
Definitely, Rick. And so just a little program note, a little warning. If this show, if you hear a large buzz and this show goes off the air suddenly, or if you're a basement expert, maybe you can answer this present. Yeah, I got Christmas on the mind. Present. This question at the present, we're sitting here and there are mysterious puddles of water showing up here in the Asylum Studios today. I don't know what's going on, but it's a little bit creepy.
Yeah, and, you know, everyone has his depends on, and we just can't figure out what all that is.
Absolutely not. So I don't know what's going on. So if we go off the air suddenly, can you swim, Rick? Are we going to be all right if something goes down?
I can probably float to the stairs
and pull myself
up.
All right, so we'll be all right there. But as Rick said,
but it's really strange. There's nothing to indicate there's a leak anywhere. There were just puddles of water.
Yeah, just very, very strange indeed. Two of them, two distinct puddles, not really near each other. Very, very strange stuff going on. But let's jump into it, Rick, into fantasy football. Try to have a little fun tonight, get you ready. Week two of the playoffs, probably getting less and less people who are actually playing this week. But I'll tell you what I'd recommend, get on our website, hit the link to some of the daily fantasy leagues. A lot of fun, a lot of money can be made there. You can make that money back in a day if you wanted to.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, let's not forget there's still, you know, the all points leagues still going strong till the end of the year. And, you know, you and I are fighting out in number one and two now.
I think I got you. I'm a strong 70 ahead of you.
Got three more games.
What is it, the Taz Draft Masters 70-something or other? Yeah, I got a good 70 on you in that one. I'm feeling
all right.
Good.
Three games. I'm still very much alive.
Yeah, we're down to – we got a couple semifinals. I got one in one of my live leagues. I think Jay Smooth's league.
Yep.
We're still fighting in the playoffs there. We were knocked out of the Trader X League last week. Thank you, Torrey Smith.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the icon. I haven't got to that one yet this week. But so lots going on. Let's get into the headlines. We'll do it pretty much a usual Friday show. We'll look at it. And there's some big injuries. I think some decisions to make, and we'll get into that. The big one, Rick, I bring this up first, is a guy you've been really high on. I've been hesitant to get behind, although it may be foolish of me when he plays. But Danny Amendola probable. Looks like he's going to be back and playing this week. You go ahead and roll the dice with him again.
That is a tough call when you take into consideration you're in the playoffs. And you've probably gotten there without Danny Amendola.
Yeah.
He has been out so much this year. I would probably, at this point, not be rolling the dice with Danny Amendola.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's tough. Because even a lot of times, if he doesn't put up huge yardage numbers when he's out there, he's clearly Sam Bradford's favorite target. In a PPR league especially, he's good for 7 or 8 looks. What would terrify me is, can the guy finish a game? The worst thing that can happen to you at this point of the year in the playoffs, I've been eliminated from leagues like this already this year, you get a guy banged up, Dwayne Bowe, 2 catches for 70 yards in the first half, goes out to injury, and you lose by less than 10 points. Yeah, these are the kind of things you can't have happen. I'm afraid to take the risk on a guy like that.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, they're going against a pretty physical Minnesota defense. And it's one of those kind of games. It's two teams that are really scrapping for playoffs. And I don't know. Like I said, I probably have gotten where I'm at without Danny Amendola 85% of the time. So I just don't think I'd be rolling the dice with him.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. Again, based on matchup, depending on who you're playing. Moving on, a little bigger player news. RG3 still hasn't taken any first-team reps yet this week. They're calling him, quote, a true game-time decision. I'll tell you what, early in the week when we talked on Tuesday, I was pretty well convinced he was going to play. I'm getting less and less convinced. I saw something, I think it was either on the NFL Network or on the Four Letter Network, I can't remember where the concern would be, even if he does play, he's not going to have the mobility and the ability to run. So, Rick, I want to ask you, do you have enough faith in his arm and his decision-making if you take that aspect away from him, or at least limit it, or if RG3 got you this far because you drafted him in the eighth round and you had such a good team ahead of him, what do you do with RG3 this week, assuming he plays? And that we'll assume he plays in this discussion.
Yeah, I mean, that's a difficult question. If he cannot run, like you alluded to, you know, like he's used to doing, then that's not his game, because he's loose and he's a free thrower. I mean, he's not like Vic, in my mind. He's above Michael Vic. So much. He's accurate. He's smart. He sees what's going on. He uses his legs wisely. But the point is, if he cannot, I mean, look, they're not going against a real cream puff defense in Cleveland. They're a pretty good pass defense. So, boy, I tell you what, you've probably got another quarterback on your roster because you've drafted RG3 late. I may be tempted to go there.
Yeah.
There again, I don't know who you might have.
Yeah.
Something like that. However, I don't know if I'd want to be going into the semifinals of the Super Bowl with somebody that, gee, he makes one wrong cut and that knee goes down, you're out of quarterback.
Yeah, and my biggest fear is even if the knee, or if he doesn't get further injured during the game, I think is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I wish I could remember who said it. I want to say it was at halftime of last night's game, so it may have been, it wasn't Dion, I think it was Michael Irvin. Said if he played, he's not going to have that normal running ability. So I would think if he's not, and you know Sunday morning, and you may not, but if you know Sunday morning, he's going to throw, but he's going to be limited in his cuts and in his running. I don't think you can play him. So to that end, I'm playing Josh Freeman ahead of him. What about Carson Palmer? These are the kind of guys you're going to be looking at, Rick. But Jay Cutler, Ben Roethlisberger, I think any of those guys I named, I'd hate to do, but I'm going to play ahead of RG3 this week.
Yeah, I agree. And then you start getting to some of the, I don't know, I guess I would call them like the tweener quarterbacks, your Matt Schaubs and your, I don't know. I mean, Jay Cutler's banged up. I think Romo's an instant start. How about, like Kaepernick? You know what I'm saying? There's some of these guys, too, that are
– Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson's another good one. So, yeah, I think you're going to have better options in RG3. But if you're with some of these tweener guys like Schaub and them, I tell you what, I would not want to be in that position.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing I want to warn, he had a nice preseason. He had a nice drive at the end of last game. Do not, in the semifinals of your fantasy football playoffs, I just blanked on the backup's name. I'm looking at your screen over there. Cousins. Don't play Cousins.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Well, I can't stop gagging here. I don't know what's going on.
Now, take a drink of something here.
Must be this
as
water.
As you mentioned, Dwayne Bowe, he's on IR. Kansas City is a total mess. Now they only have one weapon instead of one and a half, because Bo's really not all that viable without a quarterback.
Half a weapon, yeah.
I don't know that we'll allude to it later in our start and sit segment, but Oakland could be in for a real good day.
Yeah, certainly could be. So let's move on. Found this interesting today. Something I was kind of wondering, Rick. Due to his, you don't want to say struggles, they've been good regular tight end numbers, but they haven't been Jimmy Graham numbers lately. Bit comes out today and shows Jimmy Graham dealing with an ongoing wrist injury. So what does that make? I don't think you can ever be in a position, if he's playing, to bench a Jimmy Graham, but I think it's really tempered his expectations from what you've expected out of him.
Yeah, and one comment that was kind of interesting, I thought, is he's learning to deal with
that mean?
Being banged up or something like to that effect. I would thought that, this is what, his third year?
It could be. Busted out last year. I'm not sure if he was there the year before or not.
But I don't know. I just think as a tight end, I mean, unless this guy just tougher nails, he's never had an injury.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I mean, but to temper your expectation. I mean, it's kind of an explanation as to why he's been disappointing this year.
Yeah, no question. The last few weeks especially, I think he's killed some teams. Look, you drafted him high, so you're weak at another position, and I think he's killed some teams with – he's been 4 for 50 yards, 5 for 60 yards, hasn't been terrible in terms of tight end production, but in terms of Jimmy Graham production, it's been awful.
Well, and that goes back to draft value. Where did he go in the draft?
Bottom of the first rounds, where
Greg Olsen, who's
precisely,
you know,
you picked up off the waiver wire
exactly.
On bye weeks and stuck with them is what happened with him a lot. So let's move on from him, Rick. Again, I think how do you recommend not to play Jimmy Graham? Do that at your own risk, unless you have, I don't know, who do you have on the bench that you would consider playing over him? I don't think you have anybody. Ahmad Bradshaw has been ruled out. David Wilson to start for New York. This is interesting. He got about one quarter of football, put the ball on the ground, fell deep, deep into Coughlin's doghouse, got out last week, had a nice game, hit 100 yards, found the end zone. I think David Wilson, pretty close to a must-start, Rick, especially if you're a Ahmad Bradshaw owner.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll be touching on him in the start-sit segment.
All right, so I'm reading ahead, apparently.
Yeah, a little reading ahead a bit, but I think – Bradshaw's not in. I've seen on Twitter all day long, there's been all kinds of reports he is out. David Wilson's a must-start.
Yeah, absolutely, no question about it. Just hope, as a David Wilson owner, pray he doesn't put the ball on the ground in the first quarter because you know he won't see the field again. Moving on, looks like Dez Bryant going to give it a go on Sunday against the Steelers. I might be reading ahead to our start-sit segment here as well. However, we'll go ahead and talk a little bit about it now. Assuming he's going to go, I don't want a whole lot to do with Dez Bryant, Rick. Has a history of trying to play hurt and it not ending well. And so just something to keep an eye on. Going to be a game-time decision. What I read said they were going to have him working on his blocking in the pregame warm-ups, and if that went well, they'd give him a shot. So something interesting there, something to keep out for. Might want to look for other options as a Dez Bryant owner.
Yeah, I actually had him as a sit, but then I scratched him off just more or less as a wait-and-see precaution. I don't like the prognosis that the doctor said he needs surgery on that finger. And I applaud him for trying to get out there. It's an awful big game for both teams. It's going to be a must-win, really.
For both teams. It's a playoff game. This is kind of cool.
Yeah.
You see some games that are completely meaningless this time of year, but I like this time of year. There'll be three or four quote-unquote playoff games this week, and this is one of them, big time.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, I applaud him for wanting to give it a go. But, you know, a bad elbow, something like that, may not concern you as much, but fingers.
Pretty important to a wide receiver.
Yeah, it's pretty important, you know, especially some of the catches this guy makes.
Yeah, a lot of fingertip grabs, a lot of stretching out. So if he's not healthy, I agree. Last thing I have, Rick, sort of sticking with the tight end. This is a little just interesting just in terms of what would you do, Rick. Brandon Pettigrew, probably starting on some fantasy football teams. He's in that 10 to 12 range, I would think, as a fantasy tight end. Doubtful this week with a high ankle sprain. Can you think of, Rick, can you give me one tight end out there on the waiver wire I might be able to go out and live for 1 week with if I had to?
It's hard to say who's out there in a lot of the leagues, but maybe you grab Dallas Clark.
Yeah, there's a good one.
He may be a viable option. He's been pretty quiet. You know, he has these games where he'll explode, you know, with a touchdown or, you know, only two or three catches, but he may salvage you there. You know, Pettigrew has been one of those disappointments. There's no question about that. As far as replacements, we hit on Greg Olsen. He's probably already in someone's lineup as good a year as
Tell you who you could sign, and you don't have to leave Detroit. I think Tony Scheffler, he's been a bigger part He's been a bigger part of that offense this year than I think we thought he'd be, and now you take Pettigrew out of the loop, get him all the snaps. Scheffler could have a nice week, 3 grabs for 20 yards and a touchdown last week. They almost seem to use him more in the red zone than they used Pettigrew recently. So
yeah.
You might be able to replace him right there with Scheffler and not miss a beat.
Exactly. And it's a very potent offense, and they're going against, in my estimation, the worst team in the NFL this week. So that may not be a bad pickup at all.
Yeah, so something to look for there. So that's about it for the headlines. Rick, let's move on. Interesting game last night. I had a lot of fun watching some people on Twitter. Saw some Andy Dalton owners who weren't so happy. Saw some colorful language in regards to him. First thing I want to bring up, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis at one of the semifinals I'm in. Took a chance, put in the law firm as my number two. Comes out 25 for a .106 and a touchdown, about 18, 19 fantasy points. Big, big production out of a guy like the law firm on a big week.
Yeah, and I believe that's four games in the last five. He's been over 100. He's been fine in the end zone. It's confirming the point I made a couple weeks ago that they're fearing the passing game of Cincinnati. I mean, granted, they had a bad game last night. It was a sloppy game, but a typical Thursday night game.
I hate these Thursday games. I'm not going to have this rant.
But
every
the running
Friday.
Game has really been a lot more significant, and they've been a lot more complete.
Yeah.
Since they haven't just been putting the eight in the box and making Dalton beat him, which he's been doing.
Yeah, and I think the big thing, the 25 carries, if you give him the 25 carries, that's the stat line you're going to put up. It's the Cedric Benson stat lines from last year. If you gave him 20 to 25 carries, he'd give you right around 100, and you hoped he got in the end zone. That's that offense. A.J. Green, six grabs, only 57 yards, but as always finds the end zone. His numbers have been down a little bit, Rick. Obviously, you don't even consider sitting a guy like A.J. Green, but his numbers have just been down, hasn't been the cartoon-like numbers he put up through the early and middle part of the season.
Again, it goes back to that same thing. When you're rushing for 40, 50, 60 yards as opposed to 100 to 120, you know, you're gaining more passing yards, and I think that's a lot to do with it. You're still going to get good numbers. He's finding the end zone, but he's just not having those cartoonish numbers, as you alluded to. And, you know, they're just more complete offense. He's still a must start.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. Week in and week out on the Eagles side. Nick Foles, very Nick Foles-like, 182 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Bryce Brown disappoints big time again, two huge weeks. Absolutely nothing last week, and last night 16 carries, 34 yards, doesn't find the end zone.
And Nick Foles would have done himself a big favor if he'd hit Jeremy Maclin wide open instead of underthrowing by a ton and having it picked off. I mean, that was a horrible pass.
Yeah, and I think when you're having that kind of season, that's the kind of thing that'll happen sometime. So what a Bryce Brown, Rick. What are you doing about that? He probably eliminated you by having this week. If those 2 weeks got you into and out of the first round of the playoffs, these last 2 weeks have probably knocked you out. But if you're somehow still alive, I think it's time to get Bryce Brown out of that lineup.
No, I would think so. And if you haven't learned in the last 2 weeks and you're still alive, then I don't want you to win the Super Bowl.
No, you don't deserve to. You mentioned Jeremy Maclin. When he was hit four times, 73 yards, sort of about the best you could hope of out of the way that offense played. So not a lot from the Eagles side. Basically fantasy irrelevant right now. I think the big takeaway from last night's game has been Jarvis Green-Ellis.
Indeed, and no doubt about that. And Cincinnati's playing good football. I mean, they had a hard loss last week, but, overall, they're playing pretty good football.
Yeah, I mean, fighting for that playoff spot. You hope this – well, we hope, obviously, as Steelers fans, but I think you hope the Steelers can beat Dallas this week. Set up, you have an absolute playoff game next week. It'll basically be winner gets in between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, going to be a huge game. So I hope the Steelers can take care of the Cowboys and set up that big-time matchup.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Cincinnati is no sure thing to lose to Baltimore, and right now Pittsburgh's no sure thing to beat Cleveland in the last game of the year either.
Well, that's true, too, sadly, from what we've seen this year. So let's move on, Rick. Let's do starts and sits. I fear a lot of our start and sits were taken care of in the headline segment the way it worked out. So why don't you go ahead and start us a quarterback right off the bat.
Start a quarterback. You kind of hit on him briefly. I think this guy is prime for a big game. Carson Palmer versus Kansas City. They're at home in Oakland. Look, they're both horrible teams. But offensively, I think Oakland has a much bigger potential than Kansas City. They have Jamal Charles, and I don't see much anything else.
Yeah.
But Oakland, he has weapons. Bay's been coming alive. Brandon Myers has been inconsistent, but he has shown flashes of being a really top-notch target for Palmer. And quite frankly, up until the last couple of weeks, Palmer's been throwing 280 to 310, something like that, and a pretty steady score.
Yeah, no question about it. I like Carson Palmer. Disappointed the last couple of weeks when we've done this with him. However, you know, I think it's interesting. So let's move on, Rick. I brought his name up when we were talking about RG3. Rick, I would like an over RG3, you know, and you can throw out a list to me. I really like Russell Wilson this week in Buffalo. I don't like traveling across country, but I like what Wilson's been doing, and I love the matchup with the Buffalo defense. There are some guys I would play Russell Wilson over this week.
I love Russell Wilson. I don't like him as much fantasy-wise as I do him as a player. He hasn't really put up the huge numbers, but I really like what he's doing with this team, and clearly I can see why Pete Carroll had him, you know, win the job from Matt Flynn. But I tell you, with beast mode running, Marshawn Lynch, the potential for huge passing numbers for Wilson is there. I mean, I think he's a good start.
Yeah, no question about it. So I'll move on. How about I'll go ahead. I'll sit a quarterback. We've talked about it a lot already. And I know it's a cop-out with a potential injury, but assuming he plays, there's not a circumstance that I'm playing Robert Griffin III this week, even against that Browns defense.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we kind of hit on that, so there's not a whole lot of that dead horse left to kick. So I'm going to sit, and I tell you what, you know, on the surface, you say, oh, why are you doing that? But, you know, they're at Houston. He's leading the league in picks. Yeah, I don't think Andrew Luck's a very good start this week.
I'm not going to argue with you. We talked about it Tuesday. He's been down, and I agree, he's trending the wrong way at the wrong time of year.
And I don't like the fact that Houston just came off a good old-fashioned butt-whooping at New England. They're back home, and I think they may do the same to the Colts just to assert themselves as who's boss in this division.
I can't agree. Probably the biggest embarrassment from what at the time, and I guess still is, the number one seed in the AFC to go on the road on Monday night and just to get stomped. There's no other word, but it was just an embarrassment.
It is. I mean, they've had two huge games this year, Green Bay and New England, and they have gotten whipped in both of them.
Yeah, and I think that tells you a lot about that team. Specifically, you know, where does that defense go in these big games? That's what I wonder. Some weeks this defense looks like the 85 Bears. You get up against a good offense in a big spot, and I think it's less about the offense and more about these big games. They really shrink away from it, and you have to wonder about them going into the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely, but I don't think they're – you know, they were talking about easily being the best in the AFC at the beginning of the year. I would have them right now at number three behind New England and Denver.
Yeah.
And the jury's still out, but we got three more games to go. We'll see how they finish the season.
Yeah, no question about it. Play Indianapolis twice, an Indianapolis team that now a little late at the end of the tunnel to win the division. So could be interesting there. Although I'm starting to get the feeling, Rick, this is less about fantasy and more just football talk here. I'm a little nervous as a noted Patriots hater. I don't know if it's noted, but I hate the Patriots. Every year, you'll see them, at the beginning of the year, play like they're playing right now. Sort of fade out, still win, but sort of fade out towards the end of the year and get tripped up in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl. They were a little slow out of the gates, won a lot of games, but slow out of the gates. Now
well, they were 2-3.
Yeah. Nobody can get within 25 of them. I'm starting to get the feeling this team just cruises into the Super Bowl.
I don't think they're going to cruise. I see an epic battle coming up between Tom Brady and Peyton Manning again.
But it's going to depend, Rick, on where that game is. And as it stacks up now, that game's going to be in Foxborough. I don't know if you remember, he's played a few games up there in January.
Oh, I agree.
And it looked like a buffoon every time he's done it.
And let's face it, Denver's outside as well. But Denver's lost three games, right? New England's lost three games.
I believe.
But they
had
the tiebreaker on because they beat Denver.
I think so, yeah. So, but just history being that Peyton Manning going to Foxborough in January, we know how that ends, and it's usually not even close. So it's sort of interesting to see. Can somebody catch him? You know, you hope the last time you saw that happen, they had to go out to San Diego and got tripped up several years ago. But starting to look like Patriots are really going to roll. So where are we at? Did you sit a quarterback yet?
Yeah, Andrew Luck.
Oh, that's
Pay
right.
Attention.
You said Andrew Luck. So now I will start a running back, Rick. This is a guy we spent a lot of time talking about the last 2 weeks. That Baltimore defense, certainly not what it's been, especially against the pass. They're going to have a hard time finding me, you know, if you're talking an RB2, you're going to have a hard time finding me 23 running backs. I'm going to start Sean Marino over. Or I'm going to start over Sean Marino,
right.
I could speak.
Yeah, I got your point. I mean, I guess the listeners had no clue what you're talking about, but I've listened to you babble long enough. I knew what you were saying. Yeah, I agree. I mean, look, he's getting a rock 30 times a game.
That's all I need.
That's all you need, and you're on one of the most prolific offenses in the league. So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing to say about that. Other than that's a good start.
I couldn't agree more, so that's why I said it.
You know, I'm going to, we hit on this. My start of the week is David Wilson.
Yeah.
Bradshaw's out. I think the Giants are alive and well. Atlanta, deservedly not getting the respect that a team of their record should get.
I see Atlanta put them in the same bucket as I put Houston. Two great beginnings of the season. Don't think they see the second round of the playoffs.
And, I just like New York. They just seem like they belong there, and Atlanta's still not sure what we're supposed to do. So, yeah, I think Dave Wilson's the start of the week. If you got him, get him in your lineup.
No doubt about it. And how many times have we said it's December, that's when Eli Manning catches fire, that's when this Giant team catches fire. What's that saying go? The rising tide in the ships or something, it raises them. Help me here. Come on. Don't leave me twisting.
Come on.
I
don't really know the exact words, but it's like a rising tide.
Does something with some ships. It brings them up.
Yeah, raises the ships, of course.
So a rising tide raises all ships.
Yeah.
There it is. Yahtzee, we got
that
it.
That sounds great. It's going to be.
It is now.
We just rewrote it.
But anyhow.
We can do that.
We can do anything we want.
That's
we
right.
have the microphones, so they're going to have to listen. Well, I guess they could turn it off, but who wants to do that? You miss all this brilliant analysis.
Plus you actually have to move to turn it off, and who wants to move?
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
I
don't know about everybody else. But anyhow, point being, as the Giants get rolling in December, if David Wilson is going to be a key contributor, it's going to be a good game for him, and I can't argue with it. Running back, Rick, this is sort of a cop-out. It's hard to, when you're talking about the elite running backs, the starting running backs in this league, at this point of the year, you're not benching anybody, you're taking your chances. So I just sort of combed through the last 2 weeks of who's been having success, some things we've gotten some questions on. I'm going to sit, Rick, and I think you should have always been doing it, but coming off a 95-yard performance, Vic Ballard, this is one of those don't-get-cute type of situations. If you're worried about what CJ's been doing, or you give me somebody else who's been struggling recently that you're worried about, CJ Spiller, what he did last week, don't get cute because Vic Ballard got 20 carries, got 95 yards last week. Stay away from – Vic Ballard's going to be the spokesman for all guys like him. Don't do it this week.
I agree. I've already said I've sat Andrew Luck. I think Houston is going to assert themselves this week. And, Vic Ballard, I tell you what, if you got him in there trying to be cute because CJ has been doing bad, have a good season.
Yeah, no question about it. I don't think if you're still playing now and you're listening to this, you obviously care about fantasy football, you know better. Just don't resist the temptation. We've all done it before, and it's bit us every time.
I agree. My sit's a little more tricky. I'm kind of going out on a limb. He's been disappointing, but at times he's looked really good. But I just do not like Michael Turner this week.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of weeks for him.
Rodgers is rearing his head a little more. Turner's just not showing that he can get the tough yards when they need him. And
who's Atlanta play this week?
Atlanta plays
the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants.
So,
we just talked about
that game. It's tough, Rick, because there's no in-between. There's never a 17-carry for 80, 75-yard day. it's 9 carries for 14 yards, or it's 26 carries for 102 yards and 2 touchdowns. It's so hard to bench him. I don't know. I agree. I'm nervous. I don't want any part of him. But, boy, bench him at your own risk.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about when I mentioned him. But I just had this gut feeling about him this week. I just don't like him going.
Man, it's back talking about the Giants in December, too. Do you want to mess with that?
I know. Now, granted, they are in Atlanta,
yeah,
and everything points to the Falcons having a pretty good game, and maybe it's not really a trap game for the Giants, but, you know, people are expecting the Giants to win. I mean, they're going against a team with the best record in football.
On the road,
and they're expected to win.
It's a foregone conclusion the Giants are going to win.
Yeah,
it's strange. That tells you the difference between those two teams this time of year.
Exactly, and I'm going with that karma right there. I just don't like Michael Turner this week.
All right, so let's jump into the
One thing I did mention, and I know I mentioned this at my own peril.
I know where you're going. Go ahead.
However, I happen to have the pleasure. I was on the His and Her, the X's and O's podcast with Liz Loza and John Evans last night. And we were discussing, you know, with all the injuries that were going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of these guys, you're in the playoffs, you're working the Super Bowl, and you're basically looking certain people. Maybe you have Bradshaw, he's out, whatever.
You know,
some of these guys are out. You're looking for a desperation flex play.
Okay.
And I tell you what, it's as much as we hate it, I know where you're
Hold on with
this damn Taylor Swift.
Take your time, Rick, before you name him, please.
But with Jonathan Stewart's high ankle sprain, he's out.
He's already out this
week. Cam Newton is really, you know, asserting himself. They're looking much better. They've simplified the offense where Cam Newton can be Cam Newton again,
mm-hmm.
and it's actually improving. And, you know, our boy, 110 total yards last week and a touchdown. Miles' player, D'Angelo Williams, is not a bad desperation flex play.
You did this to yourself, just so you know, number one. So first you're going to listen to this for a minute. Why does anyone listen to this crap? But I like this part.
They muted us.
Ever.
Ever.
Like, ever.
I love that. Ever.
But no, Rick. Absolutely, positively, absolutely, positively, no. Under no
circumstances. Vic Ballard or D'Angelo Williams?
Vic Ballard.
No.
Rick Briggs or D'Angelo Williams? I take Rick freaking Briggs every time.
No.
Do
Ballard against Houston? No.
Do not let. I can't foresee a circumstance. Unless I'm in a 30-team league, I am not playing D'Angelo Williams even in a flex spot.
Just saying.
Maybe it's personal, though.
It is.
Who do they have this week, by the way?
Who?
We mean who?
Wait, Carolina?
Yeah.
Carolina is playing San Diego.
Yeah, so they sure bottled up John Dwyer last week.
Yeah, so that's telling you anything.
I don't know. I hate him, all right? It's just that simple. So you very well could be right, but I'm you know, you're
and
not
I very
right.
well could be wrong.
I am not acquiescing to you. How about that? Acquiescing. I am not acquiescing to you. Do not start D'Angelo Williams. And you will hear about this on Tuesday when he has 7 carries for 14 yards and a fumble loss. That's my prediction.
And you will hear it when he has 18 carries for 85 yards, a touchdown, three receptions for another 40 yards. And that's a perfect flex play.
Yeah, but that's not what's going to happen. That would be a perfect flex play out of a reasonable NFL running back.
We will see.
On a decent NFL team that's willing to use a running back, who unfortunately, the guy's got all the damn skill in the world, but they refuse to cut him loose at all.
True, but they're working. 17 carries last week.
Yeah, whoop-dee-doo.
Just saying.
Whoop-dee-doo. Where are we at now? I'm so angry at you.
Just saying.
Although I am glad you let me play Taylor again this
week. Just saying.
And you did it to yourself.
Just saying.
I think we're starting. What? Just saying. You can't just say just saying over
I just
and
did.
Over again. Well, stop it. You sound stupid.
I am stupid.
Well, that's.
I'm sitting here talking to you twice a week. How smart can I be?
In ankle deep water at this point.
No idea where it's coming. Oh, there's my favorite button. All right. Hey, well, you know what time it is.
What time is it? Not yet. We're not even done with the start sits yet.
Oh,
just relax.
Bummer. We got wide receivers to do, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right. I'm going to start a wide receiver.
Please.
And we brought up Carolina, but this guy's from their opponent. I like Denari Alexander against Carolina this week. He's the guy's big. He's just having one of those years. I know his knees aren't that great, but he has been performing well. I'm a little concerned about the Carolina defense, but Rivers looked good against Pittsburgh last week. If they can just play 75% that good, he'll have a good day.
Yeah, good deep threat. Seems to be the number one target there. Manages to find the end zone quite often. So at minimum, a really good flex play. For me, Rick, a guy we've been down on all year. I think he's been a sit way more often than he's been a start. If you listen to Tuesday's show, I went on about how I see the Steelers and Cowboys game as being a shootout this week. Haven't played really badly last week and still somehow got over 100 yards and a touchdown. I'm going to feel pretty comfortable starting Mike Wallace this week against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I got a feeling it's going to be a shootout, and Roethlisberger can get it to him, and it's up to Wallace to catch it. I think that's the crux of the matter right there, because you know Ben can get it to him.
Therein lies the rub.
There you go.
It, you know?
Exactly. But, no, I think he's a good start. And I was really impressed with his.
What do you suppose that mean, therein lies the rub? What do you mean? What do we mean by the rub when we say that? You usually know this stuff is the only reason I
ask. I don't really know the origin
of
it.
That's the rub. What's that mean? Rub means something different. You know, like if you're in junior high, it means one thing.
The thing is, I did hear this, and it wasn't that long ago, and it's something
to you, 1942 wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, yeah. It was something back, it was something to do with sickness, I believe. I cannot remember it, but I
Rick
do
promises
know that.
You he'll have that answer for you on Tuesday.
What is that? Put
it in your Google machine.
Therein lies the rub.
I just want to know, does anyone in the chat room know what the rub is? Maybe nobody's in the
chat.
Oh,
they muted us a long time ago and you had what's her name on.
You did it. Don't blame me. You knew what was going to happen when you brought her up. Anyhow, did you
brought her up? D'Angelo Williams.
Yes, we know. Yeah, that's how I make associations. So.
Yeah.
Did you start?
Word association.
You started a receiver. Yeah, Denario Alexander.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and sit mine, Rick. I'm going to stick with that same game. We talked about it ad nauseum during the headlines. Dez Bryant going against the Steelers. Sort of a bigger deal because they have no starting secondary. They're playing people off the street and off the taxi squad. However, with that finger, your point, finger kind of important for a wide receiver, number one. Number two, this guy has a real bad history of playing banged up. He'll go out and play, but he will disappear the whole time. Avoid Dez Bryant if you can. I'd start Denario Alexander over him.
Yeah, he doesn't have broken fingers.
Cecil Shorts.
Yeah, which is a kind of a
He's probably
coming off that concussion. Hopefully he's okay.
As long as he doesn't take another hit.
Yeah.
You never know that. That's tough. I worry about a guy pulling something else. I got to take a chance with a guy coming off a concussion. It's just a matter of if you get hit the wrong way. You can't predict that.
Right. I tell you, my sit this week, and it's a tough one, but I've got him on some teams in other leagues. And I was pretty high on him going into the season. I'm not crazy about his quarterback, and Denver is seventh against the pass. I just think setting Torrey Smith is a pretty good option.
Yeah, boy.
Now, who do you set and put in over him? I would do it with Denario Alexander.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Name a couple others. Denarius Moore, probably not. He had been so quiet the last day. I would.
I think I'd even play Moore over him. I'm agreeing with you on that sit.
Sidney Rice, I think I would.
Probably against Buffalo.
Yeah. And see, I mean, I just think if you have
Mike Williams in Tampa Bay.
That's a tough one.
They're on par. That tells you how low we're viewing Torrey Smith, though.
Exactly. But I think if you have an option like a Sidney Rice or Denario Alexander or something like that, get them in the lineup and put Torrey Smith down.
Yeah, I would put him down. I don't think we can do that.
On the bench.
That's a big difference.
In there lies the rub.
Therein, you say when you say it wrong, you sound dumb. All right, Rick. Before we get
dumb.
Well, that's true. Before we get to the game, we got a question in the email, which I really liked. I assume you answered it because I never did it. This is from earlier in the week. I don't know if this guy wants his last name mentioned on the show, but Alan M. we'll call him. Did you answer this email? I hope.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. So, but I wanted to cover it on the show because this is a good situation of what you could be facing in the playoffs. I actually helped somebody out at work today who had not necessarily similar players, but similar levels of players trying to decide on this week. And he says, hello, I found your show this week on Blog Talk. I really enjoyed it.
And we appreciate that.
And something about couldn't find Friday's show. But anyhow, needed some advice. He's actually playing his Super Bowl this week, so that's interesting.
That's a real bummer when you have to finish 2 weeks before the season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So wanted to know who he should start. He's got some interesting things here, and I wonder if this changed for you after the David Wilson news. At running back, he's got Marshawn Lynch, Frank Gore, Stephen Ridley. Also has picked up both David Wilson and NoSean Moreno.
How? I have no clue.
How he got them both. Everybody quit paying attention but him, apparently. So I don't know. He doesn't say here, I don't think. I'm guessing two, maybe three, or let's just rank them, I guess.
Yeah, he didn't say. You could actually click on the scent and see what I sent him.
Or you could just tell me because it's a radio show.
Why would I want to tell you that?
Because maybe other folks listening would be
interested. Well, I wanted you to read it.
You
were doing so well.
Well, I don't have...
Obviously, I wrote to him. Obviously, Marshawn Lynch is the start
every
period.
Week.
So he's taken care of. At the initial answer, I've answered him a couple of times because things progressed. I had Ridley.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the status on Bradshaw was kind of up in the air. Marino
going up against the Niners, though.
Huh? I know, but I don't care. I don't. That does not bother me. Number one, San Francisco doesn't look nearly as indestructible as they did a while
ago.
You're
right. You're right.
And you know what? New England against anybody doesn't bother me. They're going to move the football.
You're
They're
right.
going to score points.
Okay.
So that's why I went with Ridley. Marino, I did like. But I like Ridley better. I mean, look, this guy's way up there in fantasy scoring.
Yeah.
Then the news came out, Bradshaw is out. I emailed him back. I said, in my mind, it's Lynch and Wilson all the way.
Okay, and I agree. And actually, I'll just rank them because I don't know if he can start two or three. For me, it goes Lynch is number one with a bullet. I don't think there's any question there. Then for me, I agree. This week, it's going to be David Wilson at two. Now I'm stuck. I got Ridley last on that list. You may disagree. Gore Moreno, I have real close. Probably based on, you know, I think they're going to be behind. So this sounds strange. I'm going to go Lynch, Wilson, Moreno, Gore, Ridley is how I'm going to rank those guys.
See, I was Lynch, Wilson, and I was Ridley, Moreno, and I got Gore last because I think New England's going to jump on them.
They're
not going to be able to run Frank Gore.
Yeah, and it's hard to argue that, no doubt. So, but either way, you're definitely looking Lynch or Wilson, and then whichever one of us you think is smarter, which would obviously be me.
Hey, you could just go in the middle and get Marino.
Yeah, well, no, I had Marino third, so
that's right.
That's a wise decision, Rick. You finally caught on.
Lord.
Quarterback Stafford, RG3, with what we know now, I think that's a no-brainer. You go Stafford, even if RG3
winds up
playing.
I actually went Stafford anyway. He's going against Arizona.
That's
probably the safest quarterback play in the world.
No doubt about it. And tight end, Vernon Davis or Brandon Myers. Now, that one's interesting. Myers has had some big games. He's had some no-catch games and some one-catch games. Vernon Davis, much to my chagrin, my preseason number one, I'll call myself out on that one again, has been a disaster. For me, Rick, I'm still going to go Davis this week. For the same reason, they're going to be behind, they're going to be thrown. If they're going to have any success throwing the ball, it's going to have to go through Vernon Davis. But I don't feel good about it. I don't know what you told him.
Well, I told him just that. I told him that Fleeger would not sit Vernon Davis, and that would be his recommendation for sure, because I just knew that's exactly what you'd say. And I'm not saying I disagree, but on the other hand, I just like Oakland going against Kansas City a little better, and I think Brandon Myers has a potential to have a huge day.
You're right.
He may be nothing. But then again, the difference between
nothing
him having
and
nothing and Vernon Davis or the potential of a big day over Vernon Davis, that's why I went with Myers.
You know, the more I sit here and think about it, I can't argue against what you said. I think it'd be foolish to go the other way. Actually, I'm going to flip, Rick. I'm going to go Myers there. It kills me to do it. I'm going to flip. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go Myers. You made the point. Myers could have one grab for 12 yards. He could also have 13 grabs for 114 yards and a touchdown. Vernon Davis, for whatever reason, I can pretty much guarantee he's going to have three catches for 22 yards.
That's about what
so
it seems
what's
to
the
be.
Difference between the 1 and 3 when you have the potential for the 25? I'm going to agree with you there. I can't believe I'm doing it.
I can't either, but we've actually agreed a lot tonight, yeah. And it's scary.
And yelled at each other a lot. It's a very schizophrenic show tonight. I've rather
well, you are schizo.
Well,
so.
That's true.
Yeah.
So now it's time, though, Rick, for... there it is. A little delay.
It's back.
Or Fiction. Everybody's... America's favorite game show.
Oh.
No question about
it. At least fantasy's favorite game show.
At
anyway.
Least the two guys in the chat room are... I think we're down to one now. It's been a rough night.
Taylor Swift, it went from 12 down to 2.
Well, that'll happen. You did it. That's all your fault. I'll suffer none of the blame for that one. Let's bring up the board here, Rick, and we'll play fact or fiction. I just did that to test the levels there a little
low. But I think
low.
It's fact or fiction.
What the hell is that different from what I did?
You went fact or fiction. Your order was wrong.
Oh, for God's sake. Sock in a sock and a shoe in a shoe. We already did that bit, so we can't do it again. All right, Rick, I'll start out. We've talked a lot about this guy already tonight. Fact or fiction, Russell Wilson is a top 12 quarterback this week against Buffalo.
Top 12.
Make him a number one fantasy quarterback.
But I got him down around 11 or 12.
I think he may
sneak in there.
Yeah, I agree. You know, one guy we didn't talk about, I hope I'm not stealing something from yours later, we're talking Wilson, Josh Freeman, I have ranked above him. Loved that matchup this week. There's a guy, if you're looking to replace an RG3, maybe you have on your roster, you can get your hands on this week.
Yeah, Josh Freeman, I really like him. Tampa's really been struggling, though. They basically played themselves out of the playoffs. They run the table. They still might mathematically have a chance. And this is basically a playoff game for them this week. And it could be a big game for Freeman, though we're not even talking about him.
And it seems to me the Saints have sort of shut it down. So everything's setting up nicely for all your Buccaneers, a muscle hamster, Vincent Jackson, even Dallas Clark you brought up.
Yeah.
Talking about the injury to Pettigrew. Could Mike Williams. Could be some big fantasy numbers coming out of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some big numbers. And who it is, that's the thing. I mean, Mike
therein
Williams.
Therein lies the rub.
Yes, therein lies the rub. We actually hit on Mike Williams last night on that podcast, and it's just his inconsistency is
maddening.
Very tough to deal with. But anyway, fact or fiction, Tony Romo outscores Big Ben.
Ooh, oh, boy, that's close. I'm going to say yes. I see the shutout. However, I see the Steelers trying to run the ball a little more this week. I see that the Steelers aren't a, I'm taking it back.
And you always yell at me. You can't do that.
Can I push? Do we have a button? Tony Romo outscores Ben Roethlisberger. I'm going to say yes, but not by much, and I have no more analysis than that. I don't know. That's a coin flip.
Okay.
You don't own both, do you?
I don't own either one.
Well, I don't mean you. We're doing a radio show. We talk to other people, Rick. But you understand
but it's
that.
It's all about me.
Well, fair enough.
No, I agree with you. You're probably not going to be owning both of them.
Start either one of them.
Yeah.
If you have both of them.
They're going to start. They're going to be top 12, I bet you.
Let's be honest. Romo wins the fantasy battle. Roethlisberger wins the game, sort of the stories of their career. How about that?
That sounds fair enough to me.
All right. Rick, fact or fiction. Well, this seems dumb now after I didn't know this love affair so we can move past this fact. This sounds stupid now. Fact or fiction, David Wilson scores 15-plus fantasy points this week against Atlanta.
15?
Yeah. I think we can move on. I wasn't aware of the man crush you were having going into tonight when I did my show prep.
Well, Bradshaw's out, and he's the guy in New York. And, I mean, even Brown's on IR, so there's really no one else. And
Lance Kendricks, I believe, is the next man up.
Like I said. But, no, I think he's going to have that, especially in PPR. I don't think it's going to be any.
No,
even
I agree.
A sweat.
I agree 100%.
Okay, fact or fiction. Jay Cutler is worth a start versus Green Bay.
I'm going to say no. I'd play Russell Wilson over Jay Cutler. I'd play Josh Freeman over Jay Cutler. That sort of bumps him down in that 13 to 15, 16 range. Coming off a head injury. Does he have ribs too, I believe? He's got two or three different
things.
Now
he's got a neck injury and he's got a sprained MCL.
Yeah, this guy's just taking a beating. He's going to struggle with his mobility. You know, I still like Brandon Marshall, but I think that's where the bulk of Cutler's yards are going to come from. Green Bay, especially defensively, starting to heat up, starting to get after the quarterback. I don't like Cutler this week. I worry about his health. I worry about his ability to finish the game, and I think there's better options out there.
Okay. I don't know if you've been riding Cutler all year and you've gotten this far. If you do, you probably have a pretty stacked team as far as running backs and wide receivers.
Yeah, because this is a guy you got in the ninth or tenth round.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know who else would be on your bench if he was your first guy you drafted. But, yeah, I'm like you. I mean, I may even go like Brandon Weeden over him this week.
That's close, tight. I think I might go Cutler over Weeden, but that's the company we're talking about him with, so definitely not worth a start. All right, Rick, fact or fiction, it's playoff time. He's back. You think he may be healthy, but who knows? Darren McFadden is an RB2 this week against the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs is the key point to that sense. We're not discussing this unless I had said the Chiefs.
I'll be honest with you. Darren McFadden is the true meaning of that question. He has underachieved year. And you know what? I am. I don't think he's going to be RB2 numbers.
I'm not sure he's a flex.
I'm not either. I've lost all confidence in McFadden.
Yeah, I mean,
he's one of those guys. You know, show me before I get you back in the lineup.
Yeah,
I mean, you just have to see something.
Yeah, I mean, let's look. How about here's your boy Sean Green or Darren McFadden?
Oh, Green in a landslide.
Moreno or McFadden?
Moreno.
Ryan Matthews or Darren McFadden?
I think I'd go McFadden.
Reggie Bush, Darren McFadden.
Who's Miami play? I think they got a pretty good matchup this week. I'll have to check here real quick. Miami at home against Jacksonville. I'd probably go Reggie Bush.
Yeah, I mean, so that's how far Darren McFadden's down. I'm trying to think other guy. You know, probably nobody. Yeah. I think we proved the point. I don't think we had to go any further than that. So, yeah, I don't trust McFadden barely as a flex, depending on what you have on the bench.
And this is a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Top six, seven, eight, something like that.
Number seven pick for me.
Yeah, in our league.
Out playing in the consolation bracket tonight. Mm-hmm. So that tells you all you need to know there.
Indeed. All right, fact or fiction. San Francisco holds Tom Brady to under 20 fantasy points.
You could have said 45, honestly. I brought it up earlier. That team is just on one of those rolls they get on, like they did in 07, where they just killed everybody for a while. They're just doing it at a different time of year. I love that Niners defense. I don't fear them like I did at the beginning of the year, but I still fear them. But right now, especially at home, Tom Brady's whatever he wants to do, Tom Brady's going to do. Maybe the only way he throws for less than 300 yards and five touchdowns is if he decides to throw for less than 300 yards and five touchdowns. So that's a big no. I didn't care what number you were going to throw out there.
Okay.
All right, moving on. Sticking with disappointing or maddening running backs, Rick. Fact or fiction, Chris Johnson has 100 total yards this week against the Jets. You think he's back this week?
I think he'll do okay against the Jets. Whether or not he's back, I just think the I don't know. The Jets, And this is a squirrely call because the Jets, everything are lining up for them. I mean, they've come up with some really stupid wins, and here they are at 6-7.
I mean
7-6 against the Cardinals.
Yeah,
sorry,
that's a stupid win. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I mean, that's my point. And I mean, they beat Tennessee, and they're 7-7. And
yeah.
People are starting to look at them
right
in the playoffs. You know, so, but I think Tennessee, I believe they're in Tennessee. And I think Johnson will have 100 total yards. He may even have 100 rushing yards against the Jets.
I bet ESPN's kicking themselves right now for having this late in the year, all the big games going on this week, and your highlight game for the NFL this week is the Jets at Tennessee.
That's my highlight game?
Well, it's the Monday night game this week.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it is.
ESPN must be thrilled.
Yeah, I mean, they probably thought that was a real matchup last year.
Real marquee matchup, no question about it.
All right, I guess you are throwing out the fact or fiction.
I disagree, considering I asked the Chris Johnson question.
That's right, I had that. No, I'm sorry, I had that written down as well.
All right.
Okay, fact or fiction.
No, I don't like when you do that.
Well, I'll wait for this one a little bit. Justin Blackmon is a legitimate flex versus Miami.
Cecil Shorts is back. He seems to be the favorite target down there when healthy. Blackmon had that one big game. He's at least become, you know, he plays football now a little bit, but I'm not going to trust him, especially in a playoff situation.
I agree. He's kind of like in the Mike Williams ilk.
Yeah.
He's so inconsistent. And, I mean, Mike Williams had 6 catches for 93 yards and a touchdown 2 or 3 weeks ago. And other than that, it's 2, you know, 3
two,
for 20
four,
yards, and
nine,
it's just nothing.
3,
so.
And
I agree.
Yeah. All right, Rick's fact or fiction after last week. C.J. Spiller is a must-start this week against Seattle.
I had that same question I was going to read. I think C.J. Spiller is a must-start the rest of the year. Fred Jackson's out. I don't trust Buffalo. I hate him going against Seattle, but he's going to be the running back. He's going to be getting catches out of the backfield, hopefully from Fitzpatrick. He'll get some yards rushing, obviously. I think he might find the end zone. So, I think C.J. Spiller is a must-start the rest of the way.
I agree, and that's why I bring it up. It's a terrible matchup, a bad team. He's coming off a bad game. However, a guy like C.J. Spiller is one play away from busting off 80 and a touchdown and really making you regret benching him. So, I'm not jumping up and down over it, but I would know, especially knowing he's getting all the work, I would never bench him.
Exactly.
So, we got time for one more, Rick.
Oh, one more. Gee whiz. I don't want to waste it on my Arizona question. So,
why would you have an Arizona question?
I just had fact or fiction. Arizona scores 10 or more versus Detroit. All right. Matt Schaub is a legitimate start against Indianapolis.
I don't think he's a top 12 guy. He can make you regret it. He can make you look foolish for sitting him down like the week I left him on the bench when he scored about 60.
Schaub or Luck?
You know what? Give me Luck even with the interceptions.
Bradford.
Schaub.
Wilson.
Wilson.
Ponder.
Schaub.
Kaepernick.
Schaub.
Rodgers.
Got to be Rodgers, but I haven't been happy with him lately.
Cutler.
Schaub.
Romo.
Romo.
Ben. All right. I think we've established he's
right in the middle somewhere.
Right in the middle
12
somewhere.
12 to 15 somewhere.
Yes,
in there,
yeah.
No question.
Fitzpatrick.
Schaub.
Okay.
Especially against Seattle.
Yeah.
All right, Rick, well, we are plumb out of time. We wish and thank everyone for listening. Numbers still doing incredible considering about 65 to 70% of fantasy players have been knocked out of their league by now, and everybody's still listening. We definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, our numbers continue to rise, and we appreciate everything. Thank the chat room and everybody that has choosed – is chosen.
Choose.
Well, I was going to say something else, and then I lost my train of thought with that music blasting in my ears.
A good song right there.
Oh, it's awesome.
So anyhow, we will be back Tuesday night for the Tuesday Night Blitz. We'll be starting next week, getting you ready for your fantasy Super Bowl. Exciting time. So until Tuesday, we'll see you.
Take care.
Choose.
Chew on this. With the critters down.